Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
This is live on KEXP. I'm your host, Eva Walker, and we are in the live room. And these in-studio sessions are made possible by your donations. So please visit kexp.org/live and consider giving a gift. We are on 24/7. And we are streaming worldwide at kexp.org and on the radio dial here in Seattle, Washington at 90.3 FM. So excited because Rose City Band is here. Thank you for being here. They're going to play some songs and then we'll chat.
Great.
Let's do it.
Tell me, darling,
It's live on KEXP with Rose City Band. FM here in Seattle, Washington, streaming worldwide at KEXP.org. You are listening to Live on KEXP, a session with Rose City Band.
Thank you. can hardly see the sun. Feel for a little soul. Lying on the Adirondack.
From Portland, Oregon, live on KEXP.
Thank you.
This is live on KEXP. I'm your host, Eva Walker, and you just heard music from Portland, Oregon band Rose City Band. Wow! That was fantastic!
Thank you.
Yowzas! First off, Ripley. Hey, I love your name,
Thank
Ripley
you.
Johnston.
Well, it's a nickname, so.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
It's great. You have a really great band. Would you like to introduce your band?
I would. If everyone would pick up their mics, that would be great. Paul Hassenberg on the keyboards.
Hi.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Barry Walker on the pedal steel guitar.
Hello. Thank you.
Dewey Mahood on the bass guitar.
Hey, folks.
Dustin Divig on the drums.
Hello. Hello, hello.
Thank you so much, you guys, for being here. Again, that was amazing. And that last song you played, I know, is off of your newest release, Garden Party. And I want to ask about that, because one of the descriptions I read that you had for the songs on this album was porch music. And after listening to that last song, I was like, that's like a porch on the moon, which I dig, by the way. But can you further kind of go into that porch music?
Porch music, yeah. I don't know where I came up with that. I just spend a lot of time sitting on my porch in Portland. So that's where I listen to music a lot. And that's where I play my guitar and just sort of watch the birds and watch people walking by on the street. So it's just kind of a lovely time for me. And that's like sort of the epitome of Portland summer for me, other than like hiking and going for swims in the river and stuff like that. But just sitting on the porch is just so lovely, and trying to sort of express that sort of peaceful feeling in the music.
Yeah, I really like that description. Porches are very nostalgic for myself as well.
Oh, good, yeah.
How did you land on Garden Party for the title of this album, and why is that an important title for this collection of music?
I don't know how important it is, but I think I like the idea of social music. You know, I'm a big fan of Harry Smith's anthology of American folk music. And I like the way he organized everything, you know, and the social music. And I'm a big fan of the utilitarian aspect of music. You know, like I use music for certain things. Like I have my bath music and I have my morning coffee music. And so Garden Party is more like sort of celebratory. But also, I just spend a lot of time in my garden. It's sort of like a, you know, it's a nod to, like, obviously we're not having like an English garden party, you know, in my house, but I think we all spend lots of time in nature in Portland, and everyone in the band. So just trying to get across that kind of feeling.
Ripley, we're going to have to exchange records sometime.
Sure,
Before we started, we were talking about how we were both fan of Zamrock music.
Yes.
And then you just brought up Harry Smith's collection of the anthology of American folk music, which is incredible. So I have to ask, I hope I'm not putting you on the spot, but I mean, I discovered the Carter family through that. Just so many other artists. Do you have a favorite track on the anthology of American folk music?
I mean, there's so many I like. Cuckoo Bird, Peg and All, Kim Kim Kichi Kichi Kaiyo, is that how it is?
Yeah.
the Blue Sky Boys, you know, Down on the Banks of the Ohio, where it's just such a terrible story in the song when you listen to it.
I like all the sad murder
ballads. The sad murder ballads.
Too.
They're like, oh, this is so beautiful. And then you listen to the lyrics, it's like, oh, this is awful.
Yeah.
there's so many.
Yeah.
I love that whole collection.
Omi Wise.
Omi Wise.
There's one where it's like a love story, kind of, but the guy doesn't want her, and she like hangs herself at the end. I'm like, oh, what a great song! And then I'm like, oh,
that's not on the social music box.
Yeah.
So I know that I've read that you record a lot of the parts on the recording for your songs, and you have this fantastic band. How do you reimagine it when you're playing live these songs?
Well, Paul plays on the record and Barry plays on this record, the new record. But live, we just try to find our way in. A lot of times we just try the new songs and see which ones feel right. You know, a lot of times you imagine playing all these new songs and then they just don't fit in the set. I was thinking about this recently. We were driving and I don't know what we were listening to, Neil Young or something. There's just some songs that you never hear live, you know. They make it to the record, but then they don't translate to a live set. And what I like about playing with this band is that, in any band, really, you get to reimagine the recordings in a new way. So we play these songs in quite a different way, I think, than the recordings.
Yeah, well, it sounds incredible, recordings and live. So you are a seasoned musician, and you have musical projects that we've played here, of course, on KEXP, Moon Duo and Wooden Ships. What do you feel you've taken from your previous projects and experiences and have put into this particular project, Rose City Band?
That's a good question. I feel like I'm on a job interview almost.
You are.
sorry, I'm just kidding. I think what it, for me, doing this project was all the things I couldn't do in the other bands, like songs that I would write that wouldn't really fit with the other bands, I would set aside and eventually did this kind of music, which in my mind I differentiate because it's more, I don't know, there's more twang. It's not really country rock, but there's the twang aspect and there's a strummy aspect that isn't in the other bands, and it's cleaner. Like the guitar is very clean for the most part, which is a new challenge for me. And for me, it harkens back to like music that I loved when I was younger, when I was a kid, and I was into classic rock and country music and stuff that I sort of went away from when I was making music with Wooden Ships and then Moon Duo. So it just sort of scratches an itch that I couldn't scratch with the other bands.
Yeah. Know? Yeah, I get that. So why should I hire you?
You shouldn't, because... I really don't want a job.
You're punctual.
I am punctual. I'm like obsessively punctual.
So with like the nature theme, the psychedelia, the country, outside of music, where do you draw inspiration from for your sound, for your music? And maybe what specifically in nature, if that's sort of the main theme?
I don't know. For me, like music, I'm always trying to express a feeling. Mm-hmm. So I get, you know, I'll get feelings from nature, you know, feelings of peace, feelings of balance and understanding and like being able to look at the big picture and finding solace in nature. And so I think that's why this band, it's just some more easygoing and it's just lighter. Because I love the seasons and everything, but when the sun comes out finally in the spring and then the summer, it's just so beautiful in the Pacific Northwest. Yes. And that feeling is like, it's almost euphoric, right? When it's finally sunny and warm, especially after this past winter, which is just so hard.
Are you born and raised in the Northwest?
No, I was born and raised in Connecticut.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, quite different.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you, Ripley Johnson. It's been so great to talk to you. Love your music. We're big fans of you here at KEXP. And thank you to your band for being here. Barry, Paul, Dewey, Dustin, thank you guys so much. You are listening to Live on KEXP. That was music from Rose City Band. And these live in-studio performances are made possible by your donations. So visit kexp.org/live. I'm Eva Walker, and thank you again to the Portland, Oregon band, Rose City Band. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Here.
Thank you. It's great to be here.